Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
The great inventors, explorers, and entrepreneurs have always followed their intuition. Hey, here's a quote from Steven Jobs, the founder of Apple Computers. "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." Steve Jobs pretty much says it all. Follow your intuition.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is A Quiet Moment with God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi everyone, this is Roland. Welcome. Today, I would like to talk about my new meditation. From time to time over the years, I make a new one. And generally speaking, the quality of the audio is better. And usually I make a YouTube video, generally a slideshow. A slideshow with the meditation as the audio. And I just made another one, and I think it's very nice. It's very simple. I kept this one very simple. There's nothing beyond the little meditation itself. But what is the purpose of this meditation? Well, it's to help you get started. To help you get started, literally, to get started with your life. Most of us, we somehow fell away from our path as time went by, as we became older kids and teenagers and young adults and adults and so on. Our real purpose, if you will, faded away, and somehow we ended up never getting to first base. Never getting to first base. Now, there is a first base. There has to be a start. And the reason for that is, first of all, we're born as fallen creatures. And what you inherit from your parents, what you inherit is an ego life that leads to death. And the reason for this fallen existence is a separation from God. That's what you inherit. It's not your fault, but that's just what you inherit. If a baby chipmunk grew up to be a chipmunk and then could ask questions and say, "Well, why am I a chipmunk? And why do I have to eat nuts and climb trees and things like that?" The mother or father chipmunk would wisely say, "Well, that's because you are our son and our daughter, and we gave you what we had. That's all we could give you to be a chipmunk. Well, your inheritance is to be a fallen human being with a temporary life that leads to death." But we all sense that there has to be more to life than just that. We sense it deep down. When you were a little child, you knew it. You knew that people were supposed to become a prince or a princess. You knew that people were supposed to be virtuous and noble and courageous and all of that. You knew that. And you knew that people weren't supposed to hate each other. And you knew that there was a beyond, but somehow you fell away from it. Now, all around you are people that say this and that. Mostly they lead you astray. The other thing that I want you to see is that there has to be getting to first base. There has to be a first step. Most of you haven't even gotten to first base. You've heard that old expression. Well, you haven't. You have not yet taken that first step. Now look, when Christ was walking on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, never had the world heard the things that he said. And people were astonished. They all were astonished. Even the Pharisees were astonished at his wisdom and the things that he did. But there were people, in fact, most of the people who were there and saw him and heard him, they never got to first base. It was only a few people who somehow responded to him in such a way that their new life began. How many of us would like to start a new life? We don't know how. Well, that's what Christ was here, to tell us that there is a way, and it's through him and responding to him, and that's first base right there. Now, I'm beginning today's little talk with that preamble because, you see, there's also a pretend kind of a thing where you do this or do that or join this group or that group or mumble these words or make this proclamation or this oath or you do something and then they slap you on the back and they say, welcome, you've made it. Now you've arrived. But somehow you sense deep down that you haven't really arrived, but you don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit it because then you would have to admit that you hadn't really found it and that you'd been fooled and you still had to search for it. Well, some of us, guess what? Some of us, we don't mind admitting it because we want to find the real thing. So we don't mind admitting that what we had in the past wasn't a real thing. And some people will go to the ends of the earth. They'll go to the mountains of Tibet, or they'll go to some shrine somewhere. Or they'll join this group or that group or this do this practice or that practice and read these books and those books and this and that. They're searching, searching, searching until they find. And they're not going to be happy until they find. Well, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for those few who won't be happy until they find the real thing. And then when you find it, you somehow know that you found it. You don't know how you know, but you just know.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did.
I was reading this morning a little bit of a spiritual classic called An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. He was a mystic. He was the founder of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. And he wrote a famous book. It's called An Introduction to the Devout Life. It's very, very nice. And you can find it online. It's in many places free. So I was doing a little search in the, you know, when you have a PDF, how you can search for a word. Because I had seen something online that was so beautiful, and I was looking for it. But anyway, I thought, okay, let's try the presence of God. So I entered that presence. I entered presence of God to search the document, and it was like, I don't know, somewhere between 100 and 200 places where that appeared in his book. So that was amazing. So I started to look. And over again, whenever he was talking about something new, like how to meditate or how to pray or how to develop your prayer life or how to find peace of mind or something really important, he would always begin by saying, first of all, put yourself in the presence of God. That was the first thing that you had to do. The very first thing, put yourself in the presence of God. That was the first. And then the second was to ask God for help. Actually, there's great wisdom in that. But I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, how do you do that? How do you put yourself in the presence of God? So apparently, in St. Francis de Sales' opinion as a mystic, his opinion was that was the first thing you have to do if you want to get to first base. That was the first practice. But what comes before that? So would you like me to tell you what comes first? First comes a wondering, a questioning. First comes a yearning. There we go. That's the first thing is a yearning. You yearn for something good and pure. something that's not sullied and tainted and corrupted, something that's not deceitful, something that's not phony, something real. You yearn for it. And basically what it is, as one man so eloquently said, basically what you're doing, you don't know that that's what you're doing, but you're looking for the Father you've never known. All you've ever known is your earthly father, and if he was a good father, then that is good. But alas, he was your earthly father, but you haven't known your heavenly father, and if your earthly father wasn't so good or he wasn't there for you, then he wasn't a very good model, was he? But never mind that. It doesn't matter. What you're searching for is, like I said, something. When you find it, you'll know that's it. But in the meantime, you keep searching, and you look for it from people, of course. You look to people, you look to men, you look to women, you look to leaders, and you look to gurus, and to the priestcraft, and the ministers, and the experts. And you look to all of them, and if you're lucky, you had a good father. You could go to him for wisdom, but alas, he's just a man. So something else you're searching for. But it begins with a searching. And what happens then is that at some point, you're ready. And often, when you're ready, you have a contact. You experience a contact. And the most likely thing that it will be is something very small, and you don't even know that it's the touch of God. But sometime you're trying to help someone or you're struggling with something, and you don't know what to do. You honestly and truly don't know what to do. And you cry out. You sincerely cry out. The cry of the soul is silent and without complaint. You cry out for answers. So that's one way. But the most likely way where it begins is when you see that you are wrong. In other words, sometime you're yelling at your child, or you're being impatient with your child, and your child has a tear in her eye. And you take a mental step back and you look at yourself and you see just what a hateful person you really are, what a mean person you are, what an impatient and selfish person you really are. It was the tear in your child's eye that awakened you to it, but you see it, that it's painful to see it. Or you get super angry and you go off and you say something really mean to somebody or do something mean, and then you sit there and look at yourself and see yourself for what you are. Or you do somebody wrong and they don't hate you. They see what you did, but they don't hate you. And the pain of their innocence and their lack of hating you, their goodness contrasted with your badness, makes you aware. Now, at that point, you have to be very careful, because at that point, just when your soul is softening and you sit quietly and you're ready to sob honest regret, not crocodile tears because you were exposed or because you lost something or you fear losing something, but you just see that you're wrong and you regret what you see about yourself. Just at that point, the world will rush in to rescue you. And they'll pat you on the back and they'll give you a hug and they'll say, it's okay, you can help yourself, you're doing the best you can, and the world is tough, and blah, 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 blah. So they'll rush in with a drink or a pill or a pat on the back, or they'll give you something to study. Or they'll offer their support. They will offer you their support. And if you reach out to the world to take away that pain of conscience. If you reach away from conscience and what it has to tell you, see, conscience is your closest link to God. There's where you're going to find God. You want to put yourself in the presence of God? That's how it can happen. You can't make it happen. But one day, you just see your own wrong, and you see it so clearly in God's light, and you regret what you see about yourself. You are responding. Do you understand? Do you get it? You're responding to the inner light. You're responding to what you see in God's light. You're responding to the light. A plant responds to the sunlight. And when the plant responds to the sunlight, it's good for the plant. And then everything good comes from the sun. The warmth, a light, so that the plant can grow. All it needs is a couple of minerals from the ground and a little bit of water. And in the presence of sunlight, it grows and blossoms and produces beautiful flowers and fruit. While your soul needs God's light, but you have to respond to it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's Sitting Quietly exercise is. Why not check it out? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly.
See, getting back to Jesus again, remember I said he was there? And some people responded, but most people didn't. And why they didn't, who knows? But they didn't. But a few did. Now, maybe for years, yeah, you've did some bad things in the past. And at the time, see, we can fall so far away from the inner light of God. We can fall so far away from it that you don't even know that you're doing something wrong. You don't even realize that you're doing something wrong at the time. But then, at some wonderful moment, and I can't tell you when it'll happen, you see your own wrong and you're sorry about what you see, and you respond to the light. Instead of doubting it, instead of denying it, instead of resenting it, you just bear the pain that it brings you. And then the next thing is, don't reach to the world. Stay with your conscience. Stay with that pain of seeing your own wrong, your own selfishness, your own meanness, your own lack of love. Just stay with it. Don't reach away. Don't let anyone take away your guilt. Don't let them take away that quiet moment with God. That's what it is. It's a quiet moment with God. Your soul is responding to God's light. You see your own wrong. You regret what you see. And maybe you sob quietly. That's the first step. Responding to the inner light. That's step number one. At that moment, you are the closest to God that you have been since you were born. When you were born close to God, and then as the years went past, you fell farther and farther away. But now, conscience is there. The light is there showing you. Now, I've talked a lot about this. I've written books about it. One of my books that I rarely talk about on the air is one of the first books that I wrote some 25 years ago or 30 years ago, and it's called Becoming a Friend of God. Oh, it's a beautiful book. In fact, you can find it on my website. If you go to the meditation where you can get the four-part meditation for free, incidentally, the meditation is free. And the book is actually there. You can get a PDF for free and read it. It's a very nice book. But all of my videos on YouTube and all my books and all my articles, it's all there. So I'm not going to go into any more detail other than to say, there's step number one. And then you're on your way. That's first base. You reached first base. It's beautiful. But the world will try to make you not reach first base. They don't want you to reach first base. The devil doesn't want you to reach first base. He doesn't want you to be sorry. He has claimed you in your naivete and your ignorance and what you think is your pride. And in your anger toward other people and your judgments of other people, see, without realizing it, you've been an ally of him, and he's always been there, either in your mind or through other people, to support you and tell you what you want to hear and agree. But he doesn't like shame. He doesn't want you to be ashamed. He doesn't want you to regret. See, he doesn't want that. So he or one of his people who are under his control, someone will rush forth to offer you a substitute. So they'll either try to rescue you from that right away, or they'll tell you, who knows what they'll tell you or what he'll tell you. But whatever it is, its goal is to keep you just as you are. Keep you as you are and not take the step of being sorry and responding to God's light and crying out to your Creator.
Sometimes God chooses a person for a reason. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You may look at him or her and say, he's not a saint, but somehow the person is part of God's will. What other people do is none of your business. You can't control others, but you can control your reactions to them. When you become emotional, you lose sight of what's right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
But if you stay with it, if you don't reach to the world for support and for comfort, then after the brief pain of seeing your own wrong, the pain goes away. And you realize this because you realize it in God's light. He lets you be aware, or he makes you aware, or you see in his light. You see that you're forgiven. God doesn't hate you. He just wants you to see that you made some mistakes and be sorry. That's all he wants. So it's like the prodigal son, the son who went away. You remember Jesus' parable? The son went away and wasted all the money. And then after he ruined his life totally, he came back to his father's house, and he was afraid to knock on the door, afraid his father would reject him. He knocked and the door opened. And there was his father. When the door opened, the son said, Father, I'm not worthy to be your son. And I'm sorry. I messed up big time. And the father says, Son, I'm just waiting for you to see that you're wrong and be sorry. And now I have a son again. Let's celebrate. Oh, it's so beautiful. Well, that's the way it is. All right? That's what happens after you get to first base. But to get to first base, you first have to see that you're wrong. It's that simple. And then not accept the false comfort of the world. And the condolences, see, of the world. And don't resent seeing that you're wrong. And if you just bear that pain of seeing you're wrong, then when the pain goes away, you see that you're forgiven. You wipe the tears from your eyes, and the world is brighter, and the sun is shining, and the birds are singing, and you're ready to start your new life. It's so beautiful.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.